This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Trey Lintner. Against continuing uncertainty regarding assistance programs in food aid and other areas, United Way in Southeast Missouri has been moving to support their network of assistance organizations. On November 19th, United Way opened their Child Care Resource Center, the first of its kind in Southeast Missouri. I spoke with Elizabeth Shelton, Executive Director of United Way of Southeast Missouri, to hear about their efforts during this time of increased need. Here is our interview. If you could give an overview of some of the general types of assistance programs that you provide resources for.
Historically, we have been more of a pass-through organization, collecting funds from people who could help to give to those who need a little extra help. And we still do that, but in the last several years, we have realized that we are probably positioned better than any other organization in the community because of our vast network to be able to identify challenges that aren't being met and create programs that will help meet them. So, for example, organizations that we have invested in for a long time include the Salvation Army, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Lutheran Family and Children's Services, because each of them helps in a different way. The Salvation Army helps with food and emergency needs, and Big Brothers Big Sisters, you know, is a mentoring program, and Lutheran Family and Children's Services we've invested in to help with mental and behavioral health. We also support food pantries in each of our community, but in our last community survey, transportation was ranked as one of the big obstacles to employment. So we created a transportation coalition, again, from people from each of our four counties and experts in the transportation industry. And we created United We Work, which is an internal program that gives free rides to people who need a ride to work.
For someone who is looking for these assistance resources, how would you direct them to start looking to where they can maybe get some of that assistance from?
Anyone who's interested in United We Work can find a link to it on our website, unitedwayofcmo.org, or they can call 573-334-9634. And that's the same for anyone who's looking for our child care resources. Now that we have just opened the region's only United for Child Care Resource Center, and it is not a child care facility, it is a space where parents and providers and employers can come visit or call to find out how they can get linked to whatever they need regarding child care. So if providers want to find resources to help them give higher quality care or get training that maybe they can't afford, or post spaces that they have open for child care openings, they can do that through us now, through United for Child Care, and our employers can help support child care for employees if they choose to do that and learn more about that program by calling us. And parents can learn about openings in the community for childcare. They can help budget for childcare, and they can also learn about other resources for their children and their families.
Is there anything else that people should know about United Way's efforts during these winter months?
We have always been an organization that people have looked to for help, especially during this horrific cold weather that we're having. And we also have a recovery fund on our website that people can donate to if they want to help the food pantries, if they want to help provide winter sheltering. That's something that we're doing in addition to the internal programs that we're running. And we have an organization that's internal that we have been supporting for 26 years now called First Call for Help. And anyone needing help in any capacity in our area can call 573-334-HELP and be connected to a social worker who will find out any resources they're eligible for to help them. And if they're outside of our four-county footprint, they can call 211, which is supported by United Way across the state. And that's also a free service that can connect them to resources because we know there's a lot of need at this time of year.
That was Elizabeth Shelton, Executive Director of United Way of Southeast Missouri. To hear our full interview, visit the Going Public page on krcu.org.